This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are back in the saddle here in the state of Minnesota. Spent some time out in California. We did Bakersfield Tea Party. Then we spent some time over in Ramona, California, did Ramona Tea Party. And then we headed over to Escondido. We did that tea party as well. It looks like we're going to be going back shortly, folks. And that's usually what happens. After we do a tea party or an event, people get together and they say, hey, would you be willing to come here? And it's like, you know what, guys? I'm like 6.5 hours away. That's 3.5 hours flight and a 3-hour drive home to the airport, your airport, to the prospective place that we're supposed to go concerning your tea party. Can we do it now? So, folks, just letting you know, heads up, if you'd like to have us a part of a tea party, we have a 3-month window right now. It means in 3 months we can probably hit you up. If you'd like to have us, please give us a heads up. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. But going back to what I originally said, it looks like we're going to be going back to California here in December or January to hit up some more tea parties and more events in the process. Hopefully even a high school out there. We'll keep the details out there for your candor, folks. So hopefully if you're out in California, you can come support what event that what it is that we may be doing in that particular spot. So again, 1-866-233-0747. As I said, we just got back here in the state of Minnesota last night from California. Interestingly enough, folks, it was, 94 degrees the day before. It was 104 degrees. Spent a little time on our days off. We went to the Midway. Then we also went over to Coronado, which was really bizarre. And I'm talking about what a beautiful terrain, the ocean, the beach, so on and so forth. But there's military like flying all over the place. And then we also spent some time in La Jolla, which was actually very cool, especially for our kids, because you don't get one without the other when you have us come. The kids actually went out to the beach there, and they had all these, well, we call them water pigs or sea pigs. You know them as seals or sea lions. Folks, what they do is they just lay on the beach right there, right next to the kids swimming in the ocean, which is pretty cool. So anyways, in saying that, we're back. We're back in the saddle again. In the meantime, our affiliates guy out in Florida, Mr. Joe Spera, a friend of ours, just got some more affiliates for us. We have 4 more in the can here. And so we want to give a quick shout out really quick, if we might. Streaming talk radio on daily and Saturdays, too. That's 6 days a week out of Minnesota here. Welcome to our listeners of Streaming Talk Radio, and we want to give a special thanks and a special shout out to Rocky Stuckey for making the show available and his streaming of talk radio and his talk radio network here in the state of Minnesota. Also, we are heard in Clovis, New Mexico on KCLV 1240 AM. Thanks to the station manager out there, General Manager Rick Kiefer. We appreciate your trust. I also want to give a shout out to our friends at KBKW 1450 AM in Aberdeen, Washington. And that would be Wolfenbarger, Bill Wolfenbarger, the general manager there, making our show possible in this area. We thank you. We're high-fiving you right now, my friend. And thanks to WMEL 1060 60 a.m. in Melbourne and Cocoa Beach, Florida. Nice. WMEL is doing great things for its listeners out there. We appreciate your trust. John Harper out there, General Manager John Harper. And that's a pretty, well, that's a powerhouse out there. WMEL, 50,000 watts. We appreciate your trust. We really do. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty. P.S., for those that may have not ever heard of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, I would thank you first and foremost directly from me to you. And I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to check us out online, please do so. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd also like to check us out on our Facebook account, I believe we got about 600,000 followers over there, and 502,000 plus Twitter plus Facebook again. Yep, we're hitting about 550,000-600,000 followers that believe that God is willing to give them what they're willing to fight for. Facebook is Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook Bradley Dean. You can also check out my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if this again is the first time listening and you'd like to be a part of the show, please do give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it is truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. No question about it. I wanted to hit something off really quick because what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is the same old games, the revelations of Donald Trump and his affections. Again, for those that believe that the two candidates that have been handpicked by the establishment that everybody in this country is complaining about, that are being offered to you as credible and legitimate presidential candidates, I want to go down that road again because I want you to understand, folks, that people and those people that are caught up into the same old cycle, namely the American people, you need to understand that the modern definition of insanity, it's been rightly stated and defined. You do the same old things, you're going to get the same old results. And by the way, the definition of insane, Webster's 1828, madness, extreme stupidity, irrationality, lunacy, mad. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. But we have breaking news right now, and I wanted to highlight this for you because many people out there are trying to figure out, is this FBI director, is he a good guy or is he a bad guy? Well, we've seen the little dog and pony show that they put on for the American people. And, you know, remember Mr. Comey, the director of the FBI? Remember he rightly told the people that, you know, we just want to let you know these are the crimes of Hillary Clinton, and there's a laundry list of crimes that she's committed, along with her criminal pedophile predator husband, and both, in fact, are treasonous towards the American people, just so you know, for the record. But it was interesting how he said that any credible prosecutor would not go after Hillary Clinton. Well, some people wanted to know why that was. Why was he giving her a pass? Well, here's why. James Comey resigned from the bank's board of directors in 2013. Imagine that the head of the FBI recommended no charges against Hillary Clinton after the bank he was board of directors on gave $81 million to the Clintons. Now, I know some people will say, well, that's just a coincidence, really? No, or maybe it's just another stupid right-wing conspiracy theory? Yeah, folks, FBI director received millions from Clinton Foundation. His brother's law firm does the Clinton's taxes. So, there you have it, folks. Accomplices to the crimes, the fox in the chicken coop. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire inspired to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Much going on in your country. As I said, we're back in the saddle here in the state of Minnesota, so I can do a lot more. We're going to be doing some pretty cool stuff in the up and coming days just to kind of show you the idiocies and the stupidities of the American people that tolerate what's going on in this country today. We're going to be hitting some of those issues in the up and coming days. So I want to have a little, you know, here's the deal, folks. What's happening in our country is so severe, so devastating. It's almost surreal, but it's not surreal. We need to get away from the surreal, and we need to get to the real. And making that my point, folks, is sometimes you almost have to make, and I hate to say this because Scripture tells us that we're not to lightly esteem the rock of our salvation. I'm not doing that in any sense of the word. I'm simply saying that sometimes you have to make light of, you almost have to laugh at what people accept, but there's nothing funny about it. It's almost tongue in cheek. It's almost like, okay, so how do I deal with this? Because my days of being frustrated and crying, my days of being paralyzed by the use of fear are long gone. Now I'm motivated by the fear of God, not the fear of man. And because I'm motivated by the fear of God, I'm not moved by the fear of man. And how true is that? Matter of fact, Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, but he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. We have it in right perspective here. So anyways, in the up and coming days, we're going to make, we'll have a little fun with the issues of the day. Not making light of them, of course, but just to show you how stupid, let's say it this way, how stupid it looks to me. Let's put it that way. That's how we'll put it into perspective for you. We'll be talking about sports in the up and coming days, and I'm going to play some audio for you of some of these commentators and what it is people do. Remember, it was George Orwell that said concerning sports, he said, give people football and a beer and gambling. He said, they are easily controlled. We're going to be talking about that in the up and coming days, but we're going to be playing some audio so you get the gist of exactly what I'm talking about. But today we're going to be talking about the same old games. And what am I talking about? Well, the same old games. I mean, the people that are caught up into the same old cycle, right? The modern definition of insanity has been said, you do the same things over and over again, you get the same results, right? Well, that's the definition of insanity. And if you look up the word insanity, Webster's 1828, it defines out as madness, extreme stupidity, irrationality, lunacy, mad. Now, I know that though it seems that there are so many that complain about the establishment, everybody, including the establishment, are sick and tired of the establishment. It's like a person that wants to lose weight, but it always diets at Dairy Queen. That's just thinking a fly. You're doing the same thing. You're not losing weight because you're feeding on the same things over and over and over again, right? But it's really true. Though it seems that there are so many that complain about the establishment concerning the corrupt in government, yet over and over, it is the establishment that keeps rolling forward in spite of everybody's professed opposition of the establishment. And one only has to come to the conclusion that America, listen carefully, you cannot complain about what you tolerate. It always comes back to a law as unto itself. Last week, it was reported that Evil Poppy, they call him Evil Poppy, George H.W. Bush, they call him Evil Poppy because insiders, whistleblowers, CIA officials, Secret Service have said that George H.W. Bush is the most evil man that they know. That's a fact. Well, we were told, and it was reported last week, that Evil Poppy, George H.W. Bush, will be voting for the likes of his partner in crime, Hillary Clinton. Hey, folks, don't you remember when Barbara Bush, when asked about Bill Clinton back in the 90s, what she thought of him? She said, he's as if he's one of my own sons. Of course he is. Now, making the point here, George Bush Sr. will be voting for the likes of Hillary Clinton, which only further confuses people who cannot think for themselves. It is, in fact, let me say it again, it is, in fact, a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, those that cannot think for themselves. You wonder why you're confused and there's confusion to face? Read Daniel 9, verse 8. Now, of course, to me, this comes as no surprise whatsoever, especially to those who know the dangerous game that these corrupt politicians have been playing on the American people for a long, 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 long time. Do homework on George W. Bush's dad, and you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. Over and over again, the American people play fools to ill-designing men. And furthermore, most people can come to terms with the fact that they are ill-designing. They're not to be trusted as far as you can throw them. And how long have I been telling the American people that there is no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats? And of course, the two-party system, for those that did not know, is set up only to divide and conquer. You know what I do? Let's just go back to Escondido. I just did the Tea Party there just 2 days ago in California. It's interesting. I said, how is it that the older generations have fallen for the fact that there's a Republican Party, there's a Democratic Party, there's an Independent Party, now there's a Communist Party, America? Look at how far backwards you've gone. To accept a Communist Party, pretty soon there's going to be Sharia law and they're going to have a party. How's that all going to work out? Oh, I know. We see the stickers all day long on the back of cars that say, coexist. Yeah, try that in their country. And furthermore, if you want to go back to what the Word of God says, which exposes and uncovers those that mean to pervert the truth because they want to put darkness for light and light for darkness, keep in mind, it tells us in the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8, that when there are other gods in the gates, there is going to be war. So coexist doesn't work, friends. First and foremost, go back to the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, friends. He is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. Just so you know. Not calling out to anybody to go ahead and give me a call and debate that away. You can do that as well. But the point is, friends, what I'm giving you is factual information. There is no debate. There is only one God. And when you forsake that God, then all of a sudden you take on these foreign gods like Zen and Hare Krishna, where they have 10 million gods. I mean, look at these people and look how they act. And it shows you that their allegiance is to no one except themselves. And they can't even figure that much out. That's how confused they are. But you get the point. You get the point. Oh, my goodness. Republicans and Democrats. I mean, as if to say again, when the Republicans are in power, for some reason they have the authority to go ahead and tear down the Constitution and its enumerated laws and attempt to recreate it in their own godly image. Oh, yeah, we want it that way. Of course you do. And that's why you're in trouble. And the Democrats, for some reason, when they're in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. They don't have to follow the rule of law. No, of course not. And of course, when we're talking about the left, we're talking about the lawless. But again, if we're talking about the Republicans, who are such an established, responsible party, such a God-fearing party, well, guess what, friends? If they were doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. Matter of fact, the left is the fruit of the modern-day Republican, which is yesterday's Democrats. What I was just saying is, how long have I been telling the American people that there is no difference between the Republican and the Democrats? There isn't. And of course, the two-party system is set up only to divide and conquer. Remember Benjamin Franklin, he said this first and foremost, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, John 10:10. And then John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. And let me ask you something, America. For those that have fallen for the fact that there's a two-party system, it's not constitutional. You can't show me in any founding document that we have a two-party system whatsoever. No, we do have one constitution. And for those that did not know, did you know, All of you individuals that haven't taken the time to say thank you to our founding forefathers as they were thanking, guess who, the God of heaven. Did you know that at the very end of the Constitution, it says, in convention by unanimous consent of the states presented the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord 1787 and of the independence of the United States of America in the 12th, in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our name. 1787, the year of our Lord. We're talking about the God of the Mosaic Institution, of course. You can read Exodus 18:21 when you get a moment. So we have one God, one Lord, one faith, and for some reason the American people that have received their unalienable rights given unto them by their Creator believe that they're separate parties. God didn't give us different parties, friends. He gave us one Constitution. He gave us our rights, and we understand that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not outside of that. But now you have two different parties that act lawless, which makes them outlaw, and for some reason or another, you're trying to figure out how their leaders are converting measures in opposition to each other. In America, without fail, you lose every single time. You know how they do that? They do that with their pork in their bills. They do that with their compromise. That's where two men get together, where they both agree on what they both know is wrong. They do that through debate as they gut. They go ahead and gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given laws, which liberates you, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. But see, again, friends, because you've tolerated their leaven, which leavens the whole lump, you've allowed these foxes to spoil the vine, you lose every single time. We're going to pick it up right on the other side of this. The same old games.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the same old games, just dissecting it, going down and exposing every branch on the corrupt tree concerning the topic, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just talking about make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Ben Franklin said that. Then John Adams said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Folks, modern conservative radio today is nothing more than inquiring minds need to know, because they are uneducated fools for the most part. Almost every single one of them. And the bigger the audience, the stupider the audience. You can rest assured. You want real teachers, and you're going to have to find them, because they're in the corners, let me tell you. Hey, furthermore, I want to go on. I want to step on some toes here, but it's one of those I told you so's. I warned you of the modern conservatives and their pick and their presidential nominee, Donald Trump. Now, these conservatives are the same people who have put Trump in God's place, literally. I want you to check out Ann Coulter. In her new book, it's called In Trump We Trust. That's blasphemy, friends. And go ahead and read Jeremiah 2:28 before you finish that sentence, might I add, or that thought. In Trump We Trust. This is the modern conservative, yesterday's liberals, friends. And I've shared this story with you so many times that Michael Peruca, a friend of this ministry's, presidential nominee for the Constitutional Party back in 2004, told me, if you were to go to a CNP, where the national leaders get together, we were there in Washington, if you were to take the leaders at the CNP, put them in one room with Ronald Reagan, and put Jesus Christ in another room, he said the room with Jesus would be empty, and Ronald Reagan's room would be filled. Now, it's funny, too, because just to prove the point, that was said years ago, and I've been shouting that off from the rooftops for quite some time now on the radio here. But it's interesting to note that Donald Trump is even going so far as to advocate what God condemns, as would of Ronald Reagan, I trust. I put no trust in man. Cursed is that man, but trust in the man that trusteth in the Lord. Blessed is he. Jeremiah 17:5. But it's interesting that Donald Trump is his slogan is "Let's make America great again." He got that from Ronald Reagan, just so you know that. Okay, and I don't mean to confuse the issue, but again, what I'm making the point on here is that conservatives are the same people that put Trump in God's place, just the way that they did Ronald Reagan. But it's interesting to note that today, you're accepting through Donald Trump what Ronald Reagan could have not or would have not accepted concerning the LGBT. And the homosexuals. Sodomy, by the way, before you turn the dial, all you homosexual sympathizers, sodomy is a felony in every state in our union. Just wanted to let you know that. But again, keep in mind, the conservatives, these modern-day conservatives, are the same people who put Trump in God's place. And again, go to Ann Coulter to prove my point to a T. She just wrote a book called In Trump We Trust. Shame on you. And again, therefore, America continuously gets man's cursed results, Jeremiah 17:5, because he puts his trust into man, his golden idol. And by the way, these are the same group of people who, for some reason or another, think they have it over on the group that they call the left, when in fact, they are the reason that there is a left. And I'm talking about the modern conservatives. Yet they support Trump, who advocates on several fronts what, again, God condemns. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. Remember, Donald wants to protect the LGBT communities, all 17 of them, from anyone they want to attack. Let me say that again. Donald Trump wants to protect the sodomy communities, sodomite communities, from anyone that they want to attack. Remember he said he was going to protect the LGBT? Really? Well, this is supposed to be a Republican candidate? Interesting. And again, sodomy is a felony in every state of our union. Check your state statute. Please do. And do cross-check everything I'm telling you. And by the way, I could go down the road a little bit longer with Donald if you'd like to. But let's go back to Tuesday's Dog and Pony Show, the debates. Let me add the scripted debates. There was a perfect exhibition of what I knew was coming, because Donald Trump had the perfect opportunity to expose the Clintons for their many crimes towards we, the people. He allowed that criminal, Hillary Clinton, to sit there and make allegations towards him and his business operations, when in fact he failed. He took it like a good little boy. He allowed Hillary Clinton to make allegation after allegation concerning Donald Trump and his crimes against Republican law, constitutional law in the United States of America. And as I said, he stood down when he should have stood up. She sat there and strained at the gnat while she swallowed the big, big camel, and he let her do it. Now, his reason why is going to shock you. See, again, friends, Donald Trump had the perfect opportunity to expose Clinton's crimes. However, he failed to do so. In turn, in failing to do so, he did exactly what I told you he was going to do. He exposed himself, not for what he said, but for what he didn't say. And again, instead of exposing the Clintons for their crimes, he went on and said that he decided against bringing up former President Clinton's many affairs, not treason, not drug dealing, not murder. He said that he decided against bringing up former President Clinton's many affairs at Monday's debate, claiming he didn't want to do it with Chelsea Clinton in the audience. Woo! Where's Donald's affections? Or let me ask you something. Who is he working for? America? This is the definition of controlled opposition. And furthermore, if you go back to the debates for those 80 million to 100 million people that allegedly watched the Dog and Pony Show with scripted questions from A to Z for what they got to, which, by the way, was not substantive in any sense of the word, the debate, which nobody expected, because that's what they've tolerated. That's why they are doing whatever you let them get away with. Just ask empty, vain questions, and that's exactly what they do. But we want to see Donald get mad. We want to see how Hillary's going to respond. Did Hillary Clinton, for those that watch it or watched it, did you see her feel uncomfortable at any time? Did she seem she was worried about what Donald might say? Because, folks, if you had put this into perspective, if Donald Trump was the real deal, she wouldn't even showed up at a debate for her many crimes concerning we the people. And it shows you how he exposed himself for what he left undone. Again, and instead of exposing the crimes of the Clintons, Donald went on and said he decided against bringing up former President Clinton's many affairs at Monday's debate, claiming he didn't want to do it with Chelsea Clinton in the audience. I mean, folks, forget about the crimes against we the people. Let's just consider Chelsea Clinton and her feelings. I mean, folks, it seems to be a family affair with the Trump and the Clintons, right? I mean, this is the game that politicians play over and over and over and over again, and the American people get caught up in it over and over and over and over again. Again, that is the definition of insanity. Hey, folks, let me ask you something. Where's affections? Where are Donald Trump's affections? Where are his affections? With Chelsea Clinton? And again, folks, when you look at... Let me take one more step. Did you also know that Donald went on to say, I wish Ivanka and Chelsea weren't friends? His daughter and Chelsea weren't friends? Well, it seems to be a family affair. If you go to Amos 3:3, it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Huh, how's that working out? Trump added that friendship between his daughter and arch rival Hillary's girl is very inconvenient. Now, I know that the sins of the father should not fall to the son, nor the daughter. I understand all that. But folks, we're talking about treason. We're talking about drug dealing. We're talking about murder. And yet, he put her... Chelsea Clinton and her feelings above the freedoms of the American people. He put Chelsea Clinton above them that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms in which we have today, that are 6 feet under the ground at any veteran memorial across the United States of America. He didn't want to call her out for her crimes because Chelsea was in the room. He didn't want to hurt her feelings. And furthermore, I wish Ivanka and Chelsea weren't friends, said Donald Trump. This is shallow, America, to say the least. But it's very telling as to how Donald Trump exposed himself. I told you so. I told you so, America. He was going to show you who he was when he had the opportunity and took it not, but rather sat there and took the beating from Hillary Clinton, and he failed to bring up her many crimes against we the people? How's that working out for you, America? And this is the man that you have put in the place of God. He accepts what God condemns, and then you eat the fruit of it, and then you wonder why you've been put in such a position. Let me say it this way. Chelsea takes precedent over the American people, according to the world of Donald Trump. I didn't say Donald Duck. I said Donald Trump. I mean, friends, how could it be otherwise when Donald's many crimes towards heaven have been made clear? And furthermore, let's just go back and make one more point concerning Donald Trump. How many times has the guy been married? If he's not faithful to God, who he's never repented before, he said, but now I'm being told by so many evangelicals that call themselves Christians today, which are a part of the problem, let me add, a lack of Christianity, saith the Christ. Oh, he got born again. You know, James Dobson said so. Tony Perkins said so. Oh, really? Hey, folks, I don't care if an angel comes down and tells me he's born again. Because if that angel comes forth and preaches any other gospel outside of the one that's been given unto me by Jesus Christ and the revelation of Jesus Christ, let that man be accursed. Read Galatians 1. We're going to come back and we're going to finish this up, folks. The same old game.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment. Same old games, talking about the revelations of Donald Trump and his affections. They're more with Chelsea Clinton and her feelings than exposing a possible candidate, because the American people have accepted her as a possible presidential candidate. Crime at every step, exposed at every step, but they still entertain themselves by sitting back and watching her as if to suggest she does not mean to destroy the United States of America or to recreate it in her own devilish, corrupt image. That's what's sick about all of this. And what we've been talking about, friends, is the fact that Donald Trump had plenty of time to call her out. If he was calling her out when he should have called her out, she would have never even came out to that debate. And that would have showed you that he was the real deal. He failed to do that. Folks, he's been groomed for a long time. You do need to understand he's been groomed for a long time. And this was handed over, going over to the Democratic Party that you've accepted, America. They've pushed all of, namely Mr. Sanders, who is wiping the floor up with everybody in that ticket. He hands everything over to Hillary Clinton. And all the way through the process, she's being released by the feds for her crimes against We the People, emails, Benghazi, treason with the Russians right now selling uranium ore out of Oregon. Folks, it's just sick, sick, sick what the American people have tolerated. And as if to suggest that either one of these are legitimate candidates, you've duped yourselves out of a real candidate. I had a guy at a tea party say, well, who are we supposed to vote for? I said, are you suggesting to me that either one of these are legitimate candidates? You're complaining about the establishment, but you've accepted once again those that the establishment handpicked and offered to you? You're drinking the Kool-Aid, dude. Neither one of these are legitimate. Folks, he should be angry as all can be for her crimes against we the people because it threatens him and his posterity as much as it does ours. See, but he can't have a real love for man until he has a real love given unto him by God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Right? And we love him because he first loved us, 1 John. And folks, one of the points that I was making during the last segment as well is, folks, if he can't be faithful to God, how can he be faithful to his wife? And folks, let me say this. If he can't be faithful to God, that he never had to repent before. Remember he said that. Which is the very first prerequisite. It's a work of the Holy Ghost upon being born again, John 3:3. It's interesting to know, friends, if he can't be faithful towards God, how is he going to be faithful to his wife? And if he can't be faithful to God, how is he going to be faithful to his country? Already knowing that he can't be faithful to his wife. Oh, but you know, all these church leaders said, no, let me tell you something, firsthand experience. The higher I go up in the church hierarchy, the more I understand why you're in trouble because of this kind of stuff. They endorse what God condemns. Again, I said earlier, folks, you have a Republican candidate that's supposed to be the good guy that's now endorsing what 6 years ago in this country, everybody in a unanimity together corporately rejected. And I'm talking about sodomy, which it's against the law and it always will be against the law. And just to prove my point again, go check out your state statute to understand what I'm talking about. Sodomy is a felony in every state. But now you've accepted it because you've accepted Trump, because you like Trump more than you like God. So you're just as guilty as H-E double hockey sticks as Donald Trump is. You're accepting what God condemns. You're accepting the lesser of two evils, and you wonder why you're in trouble. And yet, Scripture tells us not to help that. We're not to help that. And furthermore, if you want real candidates, why don't you look for them, friends? Because they're out there. Well, how come we haven't heard of them? You haven't heard of them, friends, because you haven't sought them out. The two candidates that you have in front of you should have been, folks, the flag that told you as to who's responsible, not only who's responsible, for who's also partaking and playing the game, working against we the people. Donald Trump is just as guilty as Hillary Clinton, as I've said before, and I say it again. Well, Bradley, how is he as guilty as she is? Because he didn't call her out when he had opportunity to do it, which tells me he's just as guilty as she is. So if you want the lesser of two evils, you just got it, America. And he put Chelsea Clinton's feelings above your freedoms. He just desecrated the memories of those that fought, bled, and died, and the honors of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, freedom. And by the way, friends, here's the good news. We still have the freedom to do the right thing, but what are you doing with that gift called freedom? There's so much that needs to be said in this short amount of time. But let me go on. Because Chelsea takes precedent over the American people, according to the world of Donald Trump, how could it be otherwise when Donald's many crimes towards heaven have been made clear? Apparently, Donald failed to remember or to bring up. I want you to know what he failed to bring up. Treason. Both Clintons. Hillary selling uranium ore to the Russians. That's going on now to fund her campaign. As well as receiving millions of dollars from Muslim countries that want to destroy America. As well as her husband giving military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s called Chinagate. Folks, Donald didn't bring up Travelgate. He didn't bring up Whitewater. He didn't bring up the 147 people that are dead around this administration. That was back in the 90s. They didn't bring up, nor did Donald Trump bring up Vince Foster or his death. Donald forgot to bring up Filegate. Donald forgot to bring up the fact that Bill Clinton is America's biggest drug dealer back in Mena, Arkansas. If you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, do check it out. It's from those that were around, that were eyewitnessing what was going on. It's not coming from hearsay whatsoever. Look at Clinton Chronicles. Why didn't Donald Trump call her out for this? The drug dealer donor scandal, he overlooked that. Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal, Donald overlooked that for some reason. He overlooked Benghazi. He brought up the email scandal for one moment, and then he sat down like a good little boy, and he took his beating from a criminal. And by the way, what she did with him is exactly how she wants to rule over you, America, in spite of her crimes. See, that's the definition of tyranny. They can do it, but you can't. But I want to tell you, as a Christian, I don't want to. What I want is I want justice concerning the Clintons. And I want real candidates put in front of me. And the way to do that is to tear down the establishment lawfully that everybody's complaining about. We're not to overthrow the Constitution. We're to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. Read the Declaration of Independence. That is the reason we have what we have today, 240 years later. Donald didn't bring up Benghazi. I mean, folks, the list goes on and on concerning who she is and what she is truly about, but Donald didn't bring it up. Why didn't he, America? All you Donald Trumpites, why didn't he bring it up? He had the opportunity to destroy her. And then we were told through the television propagandists, because that's exactly what they are. Do you remember when the moderator asked the question, so if Hillary wins, would you submit to her victory? Will you accept it? And then it went the other way over to Donald, too. And he said, I would. Hey, America, I'm not going to. I don't care who they are. The fact of the matter is their purpose is to enforce the laws that are discovered through God's moral law. Not to create law. And it's not law, it's policy. And it makes them outlaws, and nor will you find Bradley Dean submit to an outlaw. It's better to obey God than man. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving. See, but folks, when you get these political pundits, these useful idiots up there that are playing the game. Hey, folks, Barack Hussein Obama's a useful idiot. Hillary Clinton is a useful idiot. Donald Trump is a useful idiot. Folks, all the way around the board, all those that violate moral law, which is always at work in the spirit, dealing with corruption in this earth, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, they're all useful idiots. Those that are calling for the New World Order, they're all useful idiots. It goes all the way back to the deluder himself, the deceiver. There is no truth in him. John 8:44, speaking of Satan himself, who is also an idiot because at the end of the day, he loses and he knows it. So everybody that wants to ally themselves to go along to get along in the temporary, what they're doing is they're forsaking their eternity. They're forsaking their souls for gain. That's how ridiculous this is. And those that follow them, how much more are they useful idiots? And by the way, Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots. They are useful idiots. Anybody that dares stand against the Bible, the Word of God, you're sealing your own eternity to your own stupidity. See, you have eyes, you have ears to hear to know the difference between right and wrong. And I'm talking about these useful idiots that lie. Hey, folks, if they didn't know what they were doing, then why is it that they're lying? I mean, you have a disposition and a dispensation given unto you by God to do the right thing, to make the right choices, as do you have the choice in the dispensation given unto you to choose to do the wrong thing. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Hey, folks, know who you follow. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Read 1 Corinthians 11:1 when you get a moment, and John 14:6, talk to you in 23. See ya!
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage.